You're listening to SBS News.
It's been 20 years since 8 tourists were murdered by Hutu militia rebels whilst on a gorilla watching visit to the Ugandan rainforest. 2 New Zealand nationals and 2 Americans were among the victims. Leonidas Biminyamani and Grigore Nimyamani were once suspected of the murders, and it's believed they're now living in Australia. The pair were part of a trio who were arrested after the 1999 attack and extradited to the US to face trial. But the case collapsed in 2006 after a judge ruled the men's confessions were obtained through torture in Rwandan detention. The men had been in immigration limbo, locked up in a US prison, until last November, when 2 of them were settled in Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has confirmed the reports published by Politico. In a statement, he says there's no cause for concern.
What I can assure Australians of is this. Every single person that comes to Australia under any such arrangements are the subject of both character and security assessments by Australian security agencies.
The men were reportedly resettled on humanitarian visas under a 2016 refugee swap deal struck by the coalition government and the US. But not all the details of the deal have been made public. Labor's Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen says the full details of the deal should be released.
This needs to be thoroughly explained by the government. And if there is a change of government, I would expect a new government to seek urgent briefings on the situation and to get a full update and to see whether the situation has been handled appropriately.
The suspect's transfer took place as the government was increasing its border security rhetoric, arguing laws to bring asylum seekers to Australia for treatment would open the door to murderers and other criminals. Greens leader Richard Di Natale has told the ABC the incident is another failing of Australia's offshore processing regime.
We've never supported the people swap deal. We've always had a view, the Greens have long campaigned to shut down camps. And if we'd done what was our moral and legal obligation, and that was to process them here, rather than at the moment, we've got people in limbo for years, and now we have this situation emerge on the eve of an election.
Jason Israel worked in the Obama administration's Security Council and says the men weren't deemed a security threat by the US or Australia.
Both countries have said that in this particular occasion, there has been vetting to take place and make sure that there's a character background and a security background to make sure that when they're settled in Australia, then that wouldn't be an issue.
The parents of New Zealand tourist Michelle Strathern, who was killed in the massacre, have told TVNZ they weren't informed of the transfer. Ms. Strathern's father, Peter, says he and his wife are disappointed they haven't received justice for their daughter. Dr. Wendy Lamborn from the University of Sydney says the 1999 rainforest attack was preceded by years of conflict and division in Rwanda. She says even if the men didn't commit the crimes they're accused of, their settlement in Australia is still concerning.
Regardless of that particular massacre, they are still members. They were still members, apparently, of that group that was accused directly of the genocide and therefore would have been open to some kind of justice and or reconciliation process within Rwanda if they were living in Rwanda.
Amy Hall, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.